Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you join us here to kick off the third hour of the show here on this live Saturday episode. Tonight is the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And as so often happens when Mark is behind a microphone, we have gotten into activism and tactics and strategy.
Activism.
I'm glad that the captain is here tonight for this conversation because Mark and I have had it so many times. It's nice to have a third perspective, somebody who's going to ask some different questions and take your own unique perspective on this. Because listeners who've been tuned in the last few years know that Mark has been exploring the world. He's been looking at these special economic zones, which he referred to recently. He says he's not burned out. He's just changed his perspective on what is valuable to him. And you know what? That's totally fine. For Mark, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong on this, you believe that you can just attain more freedom by going to a place that has the freedoms that you're looking for. And you're trying
research.
To find, yep. And you're trying to find the best place for that. And if you can't find the best place, you're looking to create one, basically, through this special economic zone concept.
And I mean, I would say that one can go to a place and find more freedom for oneself. If one wishes to collect together with other liberty-minded people, it's in my opinion that we have a lack in this world of a place where there is regulatory and tax freedom. That there's all kinds of other freedoms, if that's what you're looking for, the things that can make you happy. But that if you want a place where you can sort of be safe and keep your tax dollar and, you know, live a nice family life and these kind of things, that's a little harder to find.
Well, New Hampshire certainly has very high property taxes, but overall the tax burden here is fairly low.
I got to say, I feel burned. Like, I am butthurt, if that's the terminology we want to use.
Okay, so you prefer butthurt to burned out?
I'm not burned out because I am doing something every single day. I could have quit this show 2 years ago or a year and a half ago when you got arrested, and everybody would have supported me. They said, okay, good luck, Mark, in your new adventure, whatever it is. They would absolutely would have. The idea that I have been burnt out while I am out there every single day trying to find better answers to the questions of liberty that I currently have is cruel.
So,
just saying.
So I'm just going to jump in here because when I decided to move here to New Hampshire, I had a list of places. New Hampshire wasn't the only thing on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I had done some research.
But
internet
all in
research,
the U.S.?
Of course.
No,
negative. In fact, New Hampshire was the only place in the U.S. that was on my list. Mexico was on my list. Mm-hmm. Chile was on my list. Vietnam was on my list.
Mm.
I think there was one more I'm forgetting. But these were places where, like, I had heard a little bit about, or maybe some activism was done, some failed things, the Gulch thing that happened in Chile, you know, two decades ago now, maybe. I don't remember how, it's a long time ago. But that thing fell apart.
Right.
I thought it was a good idea, but I was waiting to see, did it develop? And no, it didn't, and it fell
apart. People's money.
It took people's money. It was a scam, basically. At least that's how I remember things going down. But, like, that didn't preclude me from adding things to my list. So I had different places on my list, but I had to come here first because this is the first place that I saw, as you point out, Ian, people coming together to do these things. You know, you're making the videos, you're doing the activism, there's a, you know, a whole bunch of people got together and decided this was the place to go, the Free State Project, right? And so I was like, well, I'm going to come here first, because I would regret not coming here if I were to go to somewhere else. Like, in my mind, that's what I thought. Now, I'm here, and I still see everything that's going on. You know, here in New Hampshire, I see all the other stuff that's going on in other places. I'm far more plugged into anything remotely resembling a liberty community here than I was before I moved here. I see room for both of these things to exist, and exist not only cooperatively, but in a very friendly fashion. That is to say that I appreciate that Mark is out there trying to find other places where freedom can be had, perhaps in a different way or for a different type of a person. But I appreciate that he's out there, as I call it, gallivanting, right? But he is out there. He's doing work. He's, you know, on a quest of his own, on a mission of his own, to go and find a place that more suits his ideas of what freedom should look like at this point in his life. That doesn't mean that I'm going to move to Honduras tomorrow or anything like that. It doesn't even mean that I'm going to move.
Yeah.
Right? And Mark brought up something earlier, and I think you brought it up too. It's that if you can get, you know, several different places aspiring to be free, not only will that sort of create competition in the freedom marketplace, which is great for innovation, but it can also create cooperation. Imagine if you had a New Hampshire in another country, and then another one
I don't want a New Hampshire.
I'm just saying.
There's a low bar.
I mean a group. I don't mean New Hampshire.
I know
state.
What you mean.
I mean the
I
group of freedom-loving people.
New Hampshire's a state. Okay?
I understand.
It's an organization that claims monopoly privilege and the use of violence.
It's also a plot of land.
The something better than that.
I'm referring to the group of freedom-loving people that have purposely relocated here. Now, what if you could find or even create another group of freedom-loving people somewhere else, right, who share the same philosophies and ideas, who can, now trade with each other,
sure.
Who can do all sorts of things. You can, perhaps you can have dual citizenship.
Snowbirds.
Right? Yeah.
Well,
you can get people who don't like, and you know what I'm saying, though. You could have a summer place over there and a winter place
there's
over there.
There's people doing
summer
it right now in New Hampshire that are going from Florida to New Hampshire and they're,
what I'm saying is that there's completely room for multiple freedom-centric places or groups to exist on planet Earth. New Hampshire isn't the be-all, end-all, but it's a pretty good idea in my estimation, near as I can tell. Now, I haven't been here as long as you have, so will time change that? I don't know. Will I at some point go, how much blabbing on the radio can a guy do, and how much activism can I don't know. I don't know the answer to this thing. Mm-hmm. But right now, there's certainly room for more than one sort of freedom movement on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So here's what I think New Hampshire's good for. If you want to move someplace and you want to get involved in whatever way you get involved, whether it's running for office or, you know, chasing cops around with a camera or whatever your thing is, and you want to have step-by-step success, you want to be part of a group that does, you know, that has step-by-step success, you're going to have that in New Hampshire. But in my opinion, we're starting much lower here than we could by simply working with some country to create a special economic zone that
you
is
mean,
tailored.
When you say working with a country, you mean a gang of criminals known as the government,
right,
of that country that you cannot trust.
Okay, like all I can tell you is it's a small club and you're not in it, and you're not getting in it. Right now, if Turks and Caicos, and I'm just picking a country out of the air because it makes sense, gave you one of their islands and said, Ian, this is yours, man. It's yours, man. It's your king. Do what you want, man. Right? Like they did the whole thing. They made it.
I wouldn't believe a word of it.
Well, it wouldn't make a difference. Even if they abided by it, you wouldn't get in the UN. No one would be able to trade with you or anything like that. You need to be part of these federations of groups, of political groups, in order to live a modern life and thrive and have a good time and all that other stuff. Otherwise, you're just some idiot cracking coconuts with a rock on some island.
Okay, so therefore you're arguing that you should trust the Honduran government or fill-in-the-blank government to honor their word? Because already they're breaking their promises about
I think that every single time you make deals with governments that you can expect some of them to try to claw back as much as possible.
Yeah.
And that over time, you'll get better and better with writing the laws. Like, ultimately, the contract, as it were.
My point overall is we don't know what is ultimately going to work.
No, we don't.
Right? So we best have a whole bunch of people trying different stuff.
Yeah. Yep. I really want it to be true that whatever government it is that Mark ends up finding that makes this deal with the special economic zones, because as we already pointed out, Honduras going back on it already, I hope they honor their agreement and that there is some sort of carved out area where people who actually want freedom can go to it. Because like you, Captain, I'm on your side on this one in that I don't just want freedom for myself. I want freedom for others who want freedom.
Yes.
There's people out there that don't want it. And And if they don't want freedom, that's fine. And that's fine, too. If they want somebody to tell them how to live their lives, there's plenty of Joe Bidens and Donald Trumps and, you know, Putins and Zelenskys out there that want to tell them how. And those people can have that. That's the 99.999% of the world or whatever. But if we can have that 0.1% or whatever carved out for the people that want to be free, and if they're allowed to get there, then that's enough for me. I'll be satisfied with that. I don't think I can change the whole world, and I think it's silly to try. Let's try to change New Hampshire or Mark's little corner of wherever it ends up being.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. open here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Different approaches to achieving more liberty in our lifetime. And you know what? I hope they all are successful.
I do, too. And I want to encourage people who are listening outside of the United States as well to, you know, see if you can't start up some sort of group of like-minded people who are interested in finding more freedom, and get together with those people and figure out how you're going to do that. Maybe you'll come up. You know, we need innovation because the entire planet Earth has been claimed by governments. There is no place on planet Earth where a person can go unmolested by an organization known as government. And that is not cool.
Shouldn't be that way. Now, no matter where you find yourself, you're always going to be hungry at some point.
Yep.
So you can satiate that hunger and help spread the ideas of freedom with Truth Smacks. Suzanne is a former English teacher and a longtime truth seeker. She started her own trail mix brand. She's making it, bagging it, and sealing up herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. I'm a fan. I've got a bag of Truth Smacks here in the studio, and whenever
I've seen it,
yep. Whenever I get a little hungry, I'm usually.
I wish they'd make a no carb one.
Yeah, is that possible?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But for those of you that don't mind a few delicious,
aren't too carby, are they?
Yeah, I can eat, you know, cashews, almonds.
But he's avoiding
stuff like
fruit,
that.
I think.
Yeah, fruit and sugar.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And there's some chocolate in the.
I'm against any diet that doesn't include fruit.
Truthsmacks.com/shop. They're delicious, and they come in two sizes, and in their original flavor, which is definitely the favorite. Although some people do like the peppermint flavor as well, which is pretty unique product. But what really sets it apart are the quotes, the actual bag design on the back end, backside and on the front. There are quotes from famous and infamous people, both ancient and to this day, about freedom and liberty. And it's a great little outreach tool, whether you're handing it to a kid or you're handing it to your grandma or whatever. You can, you know, find people who are interested in freedom, discover new people who've never heard these ideas before, through their stomachs, and everybody's hungry at some point, and you know they appreciate being given the gift of delicious things to eat. So check out truthsmacks.com. If you're going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up next week, you can meet Suzanne. She's going to be coming up there, and I imagine she'll be loaded up with Truth Smacks that she'll be able to sell to there on the campground. So check them out at truthsmacks.com/shop. You know, I don't endorse a lot of products, but I will definitely give them my endorsement. I'm a fan. So we've been talking about freedom. We've been talking about activism. And when I say Mark was burned out, he's taking it real personal. What I mean is,
I think it's cruel, and I think it's a way to dismiss what I do.
No, I'm not trying to dismiss it. I'm just saying you're burned out on the old ways, the ways that we're doing things here in New Hampshire. You're trying to do something new.
I could never do the things that you do, Ian, as activism.
There's a lot of people who don't do the cop block stuff. There's people that could have
run for state house here in New Hampshire, and I thought about that. Now, let me think. I want to walk you through what my thought process on that was. Now, I used to live in a town called Westmoreland. Westmoreland is how they pronounce it here. Westmoreland, New Hampshire. And we had, usually people would attend, between 250 and 600 people would attend town meeting. We'd have it in the high school gym. And, you know, that was town meeting. So what my experience in town meeting was, that in many cases, there were two cases where my vote would have made a difference. In one case, I was not there, and the vote went through. In the other case, I was there, and the vote didn't go through. So I've had this rare occurrence where my vote actually mattered in both directions.
Mm-hmm.
But ladies and gentlemen, you probably have it. Like, I'm truly a unicorn in this particular way. But
it probably happens more often than you think in little towns.
It's because of the small, you know, groups of people, which is basically what New Hampshire House is. There's 400 people there, most of them ideologues who aren't going to change their opinion on anything. And one wonders why you even show up when the vast majority of the votes aren't decided by one person.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect I would have gotten demoralized making that drive of an hour and a half.
Week
after week, month after month, year after year, in order to go there to have my vote be meaningless, and that would be difficult for me. So I kind of dismissed the idea of going through what would be a terrible experience, which is me running for office, because I'm not like your average person. I got a few skeletons in the closet. And when they start talking crap about me, they're going to say really cruel things. And I've got a kid. Sure. I don't want them to hear that.
Sure. Yeah, I don't blame you for that at all.
So I needed to have some solutions. And you know me, I've always got this efficiency conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm really worried about outcomes.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that the thing that we're doing here in New Hampshire is inefficient. I mean, there's no doubt working within the system is a tremendous waste of time. It's incredibly
working
expensive.
Working outside is a waste of time, too.
I mean, you can see it however you want. But you know, and this comes back to a comment in our chat room that happened a little earlier, I don't know, about a half an hour ago that I wanted to focus on here briefly, because it sounded similar to something you said off the air, Mark. It's Cynthia in the chat who says, the cop blocking is interesting, but it doesn't change police behavior in the least.
I actually disagree with that statement.
I totally disagree with
it. And I say that because, I mean, I've seen police behavior in many states besides this one before mm-hmm. moving here. I've seen police behavior outside of, we'll say, Keene, New Hampshire. And I've seen police behavior in Keene, New Hampshire, particularly when cop blocking. Now, I've had the opportunity to do some ad hoc cop blocking. It wasn't like I got together with cop blockers and, okay, we're going to go out tonight, we're doing some cop blocking. No.
No, it was just on the spot. Something happened.
Yeah, we had this other event where we're all hanging out in the square and it's late at night. And,
yep, nightcap.
And you know, lo and behold, a cop pulls somebody over for, I don't know, not having their headlights on or whatever. And the group just all sort of, get out your phones and let's go over there. Now, the first time I didn't go. Right, I was fresh here. I was new. I didn't know, you know. I'm like, I don't know.
Were you nervous?
I was. Yeah. The second time that happened, it's all the same. And nobody ever says like, "Hey, come on, everybody, let's go."
Yeah.
It's just like this organic thing where everybody grabs their phones and
everybody grabs their phones.
I mean, I look like me, so even if they did, I wouldn't. Anyway, but like. So the second time it happened, I went, but I was kind of, you know, 2-3 people behind everybody, and I had my phone out, and I just kind of watched. And then the third time, I was up in front.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
it's progress.
And what I saw was these cops have definitely been trained for this type of interaction, right? The activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, have made such an impact that it appears to me, I don't have any evidence of this, but it appears to me that the Keene Police Department has training specifically for what to do when a whole bunch of people with their cell phones out are videotaping you when you pull somebody over. And their behavior became, I don't know, like, I want to say submissive. Right, to the folks doing the cop blocking. They were, yes, sir, no, sir. You asked them a question.
Respectful.
Like, what is your name? Can I have your badge number? You know, any questions that are asked of them, what are you doing here? You know, that person looks ill. Can you get them some water, please? Like, if you're looking out for the welfare mm-hmm. of the person that the police have pulled over and that kind of a thing, they all of a sudden, they get concerned about the way. Whereas, if there were no video cameras on
It'd
these
be
people,
a different story.
It would be a whole different story the way these guys treat these people.
That's not to say. Right, because that's not to say that their behavior changes all the time.
No.
Their behavior changes when the people with the camera show up.
Right.
And that still is a change in behavior. And
I've never seen that anywhere else.
Yeah, and there's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160, that is the difference a group of dedicated activists can make. Freedom-loving people combined together in the same place. There's more.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Children under 5 can now get vaccinated for COVID-19. The CDC has given final approval for doses for 19 million young children. The endorsement from CDC Director Rochelle Walensky was for 2 vaccines, one by Moderna, the other by Pfizer and its partner BioNTech. Though deaths in young children are relatively uncommon compared to adults, COVID is a leading cause of death among children and adolescents, according to the CDC. One firefighter has died after being trapped in a building that caught fire, then collapsed, in Philadelphia early Saturday morning. 4 other firefighters and an inspector with the city's Licenses and Inspections Department were also trapped at the time of the collapse. Everyone was pulled out at various times. The firefighter who died was pronounced at the scene. The others were taken to the hospital. The deceased was a 27-year veteran of the department. This is USA Radio News. A state court decision has reversed a ruling made 4 years ago in regards to abortion rights.
Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state's constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye State. The court reported, quote, "All we hold today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion, necessitating a strict scrutiny standard of review for regulations affecting that right." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
The jury in a civil trial against actor and comedian Bill Cosby will have to start all over again on Monday. That's due to several unusual circumstances, including a juror being allowed to leave, then the courthouse being cleared at 4:30 because there's no overtime for sheriff's deputies. An alternate will be seated when the panel starts over again. The case centers around an accusation that Cosby sexually assaulted Judy Huth at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 16 years old. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. The number is 603-283-6160, and as always, phones are open here. You can bring up whatever you want. Here tonight, it's Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
We're talking about activism, different approaches to achieving more freedom in our lifetime. Mark is going off in a direction of, let's find a place, carve out an area in a smaller country with a more impoverished government that might be willing to agree to something, to leave people alone if we pay them enough and carve out this special economic zone. And that's something that I really hope can happen.
And one of the reasons I went off on this is first I went to Saipan. Now, this journey is much longer than this.
It's part of the United States.
Yeah, this is the U.S. Marianas. It's just north of Guam, and it's the islands north of Guam.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 50,000 people there, and I went there pre-COVID, and I declared it the freedom there to be palpable. This place is truly the freest place in the United States, bar none. I mean, it's not even remotely close. But then COVID hits, and they're like, the governor's like, maybe we'll shut down the island from plane flights.
Yeah, and now you're a prisoner on the island.
Right? It's like Alcatraz. And I'm like, I got to get off this. I got to the third to last flight out for something like 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't as bad as one could predict. But then to get back, you had to go to 5-star tropical paradise jail.
two-week quarantine in a government-operated facility.
Up to 2 weeks. It's been as low as 3 days and a variety of things. But they're still experiencing a state of emergency. Well, they love government funds.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's part of the issue. But anyway, it's $2,000 at this point still. I got there for about $500, but that was pre-COVID, and the flights haven't really picked up in the same way. And it's about $2,000 to get there at this point, and that's not cheap, and people can't handle that, and it takes almost 48 hours. So I felt like I needed to find something where people could, get there and back. And with these Honduran projects that I'm working on, you can leave in the morning and be there in the afternoon.
Right. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that whatever place you find, you still want to be able to, and I'm going to use my term, gallivant a bit. Right? You want to be able to, if you want to come, stateside for a while, you can. Or if you want to go visit somewhere else, you can. But
and this
you
is
can easily
an
go
influence
back.
For me. And Ian loved to chide me at the time. He's all you care about is your freedom. How can you do this? The poor, unfree people. There's all this crap that he says. And I'm like, well, okay, let's make some options. This is a good idea. I'm a great problem solver. I may be one of the best problem solvers out there, and God's blessed me with some resources. I'm going to go solve some problems. Let's make a place.
So humble.
Indeed. and so let's go. And I'm trying to solve the problem. I'm not solving the problem of Mark traveling. I already have that problem solved. I have no expectation that I will spend 50 weeks a year in any one given place. I'm not currently doing that, and I don't intend to do that in the future. Will I live there? Yes, I will consider that my residence because, well, who wouldn't want to live in a free place? And I'm going to make it, and it's going to be awesome. And all you have to do is do like the very small amount of people I've managed to bring to these this place that I'm working on. They fall in love. At this point, I've brought three libertarians, and three libertarians are planning their move.
Wow, 100% success story.
Right. I'm still batting 1,000. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't think you can really count until somebody actually moves.
Okay.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
People
are going to go.
Now they're all coming for Porkfest.
And I'm taking the lesson from the Free State Project because, the goal was to get 20,000 people.
Yeah, they don't even know if they're to 5,000 yet at this point.
But whenever one of these things happens, whenever freedom, because there wasn't just the Free State Project when I was first considering it. There was one down in Virginia.
Free State Wyoming.
Yeah, there was that one, and there was another one, too,
that I can't remember.
But there were several of these kind of things that are like, no, come here instead. No, check out ours. And they're sort of competing for the freedom-oriented person, which I really enjoyed that part.
They've all failed except for the Free State Project.
Correct.
Well, I would say that the folks in Texas have they come up with another system. So in the Austin area, the Exit and
Exit and Build?
Exit and Build.
That's relatively new. I wasn't aware that they
were a
come-here project.
From John Bush's previous move to Austin, we're free thing.
Think anyone ever believed that one.
I understand, but I think that you can sell the notion that, hey, buy a piece of land, raise some chickens, some rabbits, and a garden.
Yeah, that's more saleable than move to the most leftist city in Texas.
Right, but what he's saying was so that the region around the city is free. But
so that's what they're doing now? They're pushing the move? I thought Exit and Build was people are moving to somewhere outside of the cities in all of the cities, not just Austin.
That's true. But there's certainly a large concentration of Texans, and, John Bush is a very gregarious man.
Sure.
People,
he's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah, he has great speeches, and people want to be near him. So there's a concentration in the Bastrop region, and he was, pushing that, and, I think that that's fine. Now, I did this too, by the way. All the activism I've tried, just to be able to say I've been there, I had 51 pigs, a large garden, raised my son on a farm, and a variety of things. Yeah. And if the state quaked in its boots when you grew carrots, growing carrots would be illegal. Well, but are you free? Like, this is the thing, was when you advertise, I got a lifestyle, and I've got freedom, and somehow they're together. It's like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yes,
they're two different things, but...
Yeah, I didn't attend the conference. You were there, so you have a better experience for this. But my understanding of the messaging was... just get out of the cities and you'll have more freedom. That was kind of the messaging there. And if you can be with other people and as your neighbors who are like-minded, then all the better. I didn't hear that it was going to be you're going to be totally free, because obviously there's still things like property taxes. Yeah. And
imagine thinking that cities would make you free during the last 3 years.
Yeah, right.
And in so many ways, I feel like I escaped from Seattle in the
just
nick
in
of time. In the
yeah.
nick of time. I was having that thought again the other day, thinking back on the last 3 or so years that I've been here, and I was just like amazed that like, whew,
Did you adopt any of the insanity of the COVID times? Because I remember.
No, of course not.
Hold on just a second. Let me tell you some of the things that we did down in Florida. My family did down in Florida. So first off, it was like, well, what are we going to remember? We had an 80-year-old in the house. So, there was some concern surrounding that. But we were leaving like non-perishable groceries in the garage for 3 days in order to let the virus die on them or whatever. People were doing this all across the country. But people are going, listening to their radios. Another one, we go walking all the time. I never like stayed from outside, but my wife wouldn't let me pick up garbage on the side of the road, which is my
the thing you do to be a good neighbor.
I bring a garbage bag. I often bring one of those grocery bags, and I'll fill them with things that I find on the side of the road. And
I'll answer your question. I think I know what you're getting at. I did things like I took advantage of everybody who was offering the no-touch delivery, because I'm a little bit of an antisocial guy. I can be social, very much so, and I can be very – but also, I don't like dealing with morons, right? So when I order a pizza, I don't want to have to talk to the kid, right, who barely can, like, function, much less, like, hold an intelligent conversation.
Kid, yeah.
And so I was very happy to be like, oh, you mean I don't have to actually answer the door and I can just tip virtually?
See, I did the opposite.
I was happy about that particular item. Now – what else did I do? I was closing on the house that I live in now, and nobody knew what to do. This was early on in the COVID thing, and it took almost 4 months to close. Nobody was wearing masks. Nobody was, sanitizing. We were wearing gloves, right? The hospital gloves, the black ones, the ones that the mechanics wear, right?
The black gloves.
And in fact, it was requested when we came and saw the place, because it's a multifamily, that each of them were like, hey, I can't be, we had to go twice, inspector had to come out twice so that, they could be home and all that kind of stuff. So it was an ordeal, but I only wore gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the opposite. I went out more often. I was out every single day going out and buying food from local businesses to make sure that they stayed in business.
Yes.
And
I did some of that, but also took advantage of,
And there was one time when I actually did, I never get food delivered, but there was one thing I got, like a free meal from Uber Eats or whatever, and so I said, I'll tip you more if you show up with no mask on. And when we went down to Connecticut where they're really mask crazy, I did the same thing with Uber, because Uber had a mask mandate. And you'll get a bigger tip if you don't care about masks. There's more coming up here in moments. And that worked, by the way.
Nice.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remaining here. Maybe enough time for you to dial in now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The thing we didn't get to tonight, we intended to, but I just want to finish the briefing here on what happened with Julian Assange.
Oh, yeah.
So, the WikiLeaks founder has been awaiting extradition in the UK for a number of years, and now the British Home Office, according to the Washington Post, has said in a statement that, quote, the UK courts have not found that it would be oppressive, unjust, or an abusive process to extradite Mr. Assange, nor have they found that extradition would be incompatible with his human rights, including his right to a fair trial and to freedom of expression, unquote. Priti Patel, the British Home Secretary, signed the extradition order. This is the top bureaucrat, basically, in Great Britain that people have been begging for weeks, if not months, to release Julian Assange. There have been public protests. There have been letter-writing campaigns. She's been tagged, or he, I don't know, Priti's a female name? I have no idea. That person has been tagged on social media. There's been so much that has been sent that person's way about this incident, and they went ahead and ruled in favor of the state, ruled in favor of the U.S. government, and they are going to move to the next step. Now, in the case of Julian Assange, the next step would be, of course, to appeal the decision of said British Home Secretary Priti Patel, and that will be where they go next. I'm not sure if they're going straight to the Supreme Court or back up to one of the higher courts there, but ultimately he's going to go all the way and appeal this as far as possible. But man, it's hard to be optimistic in this particular case.
For committing acts of journalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For telling the truth.
I really wish that that they would be treated fairly, but God, I just can't hold hope out after all this time. I don't know why Julian Assange got caught up in the machinations of the state. But once you're in, it's really difficult to get out.
Well, and here's the thing that I think needs to be pointed out again and again and again and again. There is no state stepping up for this man.
No. And why would there be?
Well,
what state wants to go against the United States of America?
Well, and even including the United States of America.
Right? Well, they're trying to capture him. They right. want him for, in prison for the rest of his life.
And I'm saying that there are a number of people inside of the United States of America whom falsely believe that in a situation like this, that the United States of America would step up for them.
Oh, yeah. Well, the difference is here, he told the truth about the United States federal government committing murder through their agents in the U.S. military,
yeah.
killing innocent people. Just one example, right? Like, he's released a ton of things. I don't even know half of what happened, but right. I did see the video of the helicopter footage where these troops or whatever, yeah. I don't know if it was Air Force or military or whatever branch it was, but blowing away journalists and innocent people from a helicopter. Yeah. And he revealed that footage, and that's one of the reasons they're trying to put him away for the rest of his life.
Here's
telling
a man,
the truth about murder.
Here's a man who revealed a crime to the, we'll call them citizens of the United States of America, that their own government was committing and continues
right.
to commit.
Yeah, sure.
Right. It should have opened some eyes. It should
did.
Have. Okay, it did. But it should have had more of an impact and been more of an agent of change than it currently is, in my opinion. If people in the United States of America really believe that this is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, I don't see anybody acting as if they're free, and I sure as hell don't see any bravery.
No, that time has long been passed in the United States.
I really wish that during that whole lockdown in the Ecuadorian
embassy
there in Great Britain, that somehow he just snuck out and got on a plane.
He was being monitored 24/7.
Well,
that was one of the.
But how well? That's the thing. Is
I mean, they're bureaucrats, so obviously they might be lazy and falling asleep on the job.
They got latex masks. There's a whole bunch of things that could have been done to get him out of there.
And just to circle this back a minute to when I was saying, like, not only do I want to be free, but I want other people to be free as well. If you want some organization to step up and fight for you when you're caught up in the machinations of the state,
mm-hmm.
then you need to do the same thing for others.
Mm.
Because otherwise, nobody's going to be there for you.
Well, I'm not sure anybody's going to be there for you anyway. If you go and do the fighting, mostly people are not going to be brave for you because we're just not that kind of monkey. And I mean,
that's true, but that's not a reason not to stand up for other people.
Well, what I believe that you stood up personally, Ian. I'm talking about the case against you currently by the federal government for, I'm not sure even what I would say that you might have done that was illegal, but
I like the way nobody puts it: contempt of bank.
Contempt of bank.
That's what he's been convicted of.
That's very, yeah, that's accurate.
The real charge.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you're charged for contempt of bank, and basically no one can do anything to help you. If there was a thing that could be done, it's likely I would have done it by now. And that...
Oh, they can do
mostly.
Things, right?
they don't. Well, what can they do?
Talk about the case, put the word out about it, share,
right. help you get interviews,
share information about it, and show up. I mean, if you can come to the federal court when we have trial in early November, in
thecrypto6.com gives you some information. You can go there and watch a few videos and figure out what happened. Thecrypto6.com.
Yeah, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Jack is in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jack.
Big conversation. I typically, with secession, I agree with Mark. I have in the past. But he's off on an island off Honduras, which is not a very healthy government for, you know, its history. How are you going to build a society based on that? So I believe...
Well, I don't know about building a society, and I'm not intending to do that. I'm talking about building a community, which is a smaller thing.
Mofo makes a lot better points.
What's that?
To be appropriate. Mofo?
Mofo.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for using my pronoun.
Yeah, I want to use your pronoun.
And what point is it?
But I wanted to, actually, my call was real quick. Elon Musk in SpaceX, there was five employees, if I'm remembering right, and they were circulating a memo throughout the company of, you know, just anti-Elon Musk stuff, you know, whatever it be, conservatism or Twitter situation. And you know what Elon Musk did? Which reminds me of the first conversation of the show. He fired him. You know, he just fired him.
Yeah, well, why would you want to have people working for you who don't who don't appreciate your vision or whatever? It's one thing to not surround yourself with yes men. It's another thing to get rid of people that are actively causing strife.
Yeah. Mofo, you are so correct. It's awesome.
Thanks, man.
Mofo and right. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. The captive soldiers, he's being brainwashed. So
the captured soldiers where?
Well, the ones that American soldiers captured by the Russians, they were on our team, and they're not announcing.
How are you getting RT?
Well, I mean, I heard it on the news that, but they hear him talking. But then they won't let him what he's saying to you because he's basically saying what I'm saying, that the Russians are fighting for Social Security and Medicaid and get the capitalists out and have a fair and equal society. That's the brainwashing.
So you're saying the American soldiers who have essentially been captured are brainwashed?
Well, that's what they're claiming, that they're brainwashed. And
that's
so
what who is claiming?
TV. The U.S. media.
Ah, okay.
Can you go through and restate everything without using a single pronoun? I'm really bad at pronouns, and I just don't know what is being said here. First off, I don't know which American soldiers have been captured. Are there
apparently two, according to RT, as she pointed out here. I remember seeing the headline, but I didn't dig into it, so I appreciate you bringing it up here, Sarah. You bring up some interesting stuff sometimes. They've told RT that they surrendered to Russian forces after being abandoned by the Ukrainian commanders. The pair told veterans like them to, quote-unquote, think twice before making the trip to Ukraine. So what she's alleging here is that the mainstream media, and thank you, Sarah, for the call, is, of course, saying, oh, well, these guys, they got a gun to their head. They're being told to say these things.
Yes.
Just like when ISIS had that guy, John, whatever his name was, Cantley.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, telling them whatever it was the ISIS wanted him to say. And that may be what's happening here. But they may also be telling part of the truth, right? Like, maybe they really were abandoned by the Ukrainian commanders. Who knows what? The thing is, we don't know what actually happens out there. We have no idea. We know what the Western media says. They'll say whatever the government tells them to say. And we know what the RT media says. They say whatever their government seems to tell them to say. But all that said, the RT is the one that's being censored all around the planet. So I tend to think that they might have something interesting worth reading. You should check them out over at RT.com. And I'll put the link over on our social.freetalklive.com for you to dig through at your leisure. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.